Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning to you, everybody. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks. And we got a lot to talk to you about today. Y'all already know he rose. He rose. The celebration is still yet ongoing. Yeah, he rose from the grave with all power in his hands. Yeah. And you know what? He met this person and he met these people and he came across these people. It wasn't no secret. Yeah. And last week's message, he talked to a couple of guys that were on the road and they were discussing about the crucifixion and Jesus and the resurrection. Jesus walked up to them and he was asking them, what you talking about? You know, and they was talking about, well, haven't you heard? Didn't you know that he was crucified? The one that we follow. The one that we believed in was crucified. But yet, 3 days later, just as he said, he rose. And they was talking and they didn't realize that they was talking to Jesus then on the road as they were walking. And he said, you know, the scriptures, it had to be fulfilled. The things that happened to him had to be fulfilled. It was a fulfillment of the scripture. He would be beaten. They would spit on him. These things would happen. Yeah. Yeah. And he endured all of the pain, all of the shame, everything, all the way to the cross. Put a crown of thorns of nail and crown of thorns smashed on his head, mocking him and trying to resembling a crown, but it was thorns that pierced him in his side. They gave him vinegar, nailed his hands and feet to the cross. Yeah. They buried him, but he didn't stay in the grave. He rose. And that's our celebration forever. That's our celebration. Death couldn't hold him in the grave. He rose with all power in heaven and in earth in his hands. Yeah. He rose. And so that's this season. This is the season of celebration. This is the season of celebration. And I'm going to say it one more time. This is the season to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. We got a message for you today. I got a word for you. I can't wait to give it to you. Before I do, though, I just want to thank the Lord for each and every listener. Everybody that tunes in to our broadcast. And I pray that God will continue to use you in a special way and bless you and your family, those whom you come in contact with just because of your faithfulness. Yeah, I pray that God will bless you and your family. And then just hold on with me as I ask God to bless this word. Lord, I just ask you to just bless this word that we give, Lord, this message. And then I ask you to bless those that are listening and that are really striving to do your will. Lord, I pray that you would bless those in hospital rooms. I pray that you would be in the hands of the doctors and the nurses and anybody that serves your people. I pray that you would bless them and give them wisdom and guidance and the clarity and things that they need to take care of your folks that's in the hospital. And Lord, I pray that you would comfort those who've lost loved ones. I pray that your loving arms will be around them and bring healing and wholeness, Lord, to those who are sick and those who have lost loved ones. I pray that you would bring comfort, that you would help them to get through the difficult times and days ahead. Lord, I pray that you would bless those who are homeless, those who don't have shelter, don't have a place to lay their head. I pray, God, that you would bless them and meet their needs. Those who are hungry, Lord, I pray that you would bless them and meet their needs. Not just in local areas, Lord, but all across this United States and the globe. I pray for folks that are hungry, God, that you would bless them to get food. Lord, I pray that you would bless those who stand in need, and that we would always have a heart of compassion for those that don't have. In Jesus' name, we thank you in advance for all you've done and all you're doing. Amen. Yeah, we want to pray for a heart of compassion. We want to pray for a heart of love and compassion. It was by his grace that we are saved through faith. And it was because he loved us so much. God spared not his son, but gave him up for us. Yeah. So we want to pray and always have a heart of compassion. Pray that God would help those that are less fortunate. A lot of people are without jobs. A lot of people don't know where their income is going to come from. How they going to make their rent? How they going to make the rent payments? And how they going to make their mortgage payments? How they going to make their utilities payments? We are not an island off to ourselves. It's all about us. And we got to help one another. We got to pray for one another. We got to do for each other. Yeah, we really do. And it doesn't matter. Don't look at what somebody else is doing. Look, what are we doing? What are we doing? Ask yourself, what are you doing? Are you trying to help somebody along the way? The title of our message today is, He Spared Not His Own Son. Yeah. You say, well, Pastor Donna, Easter's over with. This is a year-round message. This is the same message year-round. The redemption of mankind. It's the same. It's the same, y'all. So here we go. Our message is going to be found in the book of Romans. Romans, the 8th chapter. Our key verse is verse 32. But this Romans 8th chapter is something else. It's powerful. This is a huge chapter. It's something. It's powerful. But our message is going to come from Romans 8 and 32. Okay? And I just want to say, just as we getting ourselves together, get you a piece of paper, get an envelope, get on whatever. And so you can write down the scriptures, where the scriptures are found. And then you can look them up later. Okay. I just want to say hello to Sister Patricia. God bless you. I pray that you had a wonderful holiday season, holiday time with your family. And I just pray that God will continue to use you and those around you, those you know, those who you speak to, those who come across your path. Just because they came across your path, Lord, I pray that you would bless them in a special way and keep lifting up this armor bearer. And not just Sister Patricia, but everybody that has a heart for Jesus Christ. Everybody that has a heart for Jesus Christ, that has a heart for his people. Well, if they don't believe this, or if they don't look like that, it doesn't matter. Have a heart for the people. Well, what if they don't look like you? Well, what if they don't sound like you? Well, what if this and well, what if that? It don't matter. Have a heart for the people. Come on, somebody. Jesus gave his life. He gave his life for us. What more could he give? It's a lot of people that have all kind of beliefs, all kind of situations, all kind of things that I can't even begin to name them all. But because of love, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, his only son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish. He won't perish, but have everlasting life. Well, what if this is going on? What if that's going on? But what if these things? You know what? We are not the judge. The Lord God Almighty, he is the only one. And he says, whoever believeth in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish, shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. There's all kind of things going on. And you know what? It's not necessary for you to be able to explain everything. We may not be able to. I know I can't explain stuff, but I do know this one thing. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. I can't answer a whole lot of questions about things because I don't know. But the one on the cross that was next to Jesus and he was getting his just punishment, he asked Jesus to remember him. Remember me when you enter your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Jesus could have just ignored him. But Jesus said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. He didn't say, well, you got what you deserve, or you know this, or did this, or you did that, or you did this. He said, this day, you'll be with me in paradise. So all the folks that have judgments and negative feelings towards others, you don't know what God can do. And it's not for us to judge. It's for us to spread the gospel. Go into all the world. Make disciples of all nations. Yeah. Baptizing them. The Great Commission. That's the Great Commission. That's what we're supposed to do. Yeah. So I'm excited about this time of year. I'm excited anyway when we're talking about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm just excited about that no matter what. Well, bills need to be paid, yes. Well, this and that's going on, yes, yes, yes. This and that and this and this. I could tell you stories about me. I don't want to do that. I want to tell you about, guess what? The sun is shining today. And he rose. Our message, title of our message today is, he spared not his own son. He spared not his own son. It's going to come from the book of Romans. Our key verse is Romans 8 and 32. I'm going to start at the 8th chapter, verse 28. And I'm going to read probably down to 37, 38, maybe 39. Y'all hang on, okay? But our key verse is Romans 8 and 32, okay? All right, let's start with Romans 8 and 28. It's in some of these verses, those who are Bible scholars or just been reading your Bible a lot or whatever, some of these are going to sound familiar because they are very scriptures that are used a lot, okay? All right. Romans 8, 28. We're going to start. Our key is 32. All right. Romans 8, 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And that's a scripture we always say a lot of times. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. That's a powerful scripture. Verse 29, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Verse 30, and those who he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. Okay, now listen to verse 31. What then shall we say in response to this? That's a question. What do we say in response to this? And here's your answer. If God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for us, who can be against us? And now here's our key verse, verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? I'm going to read that verse 32 again. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? All right, and then here's verse 33. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Okay. It's God who justifies. God's the judge. Okay. A lot of people want to think that it's all about them and what they think. But no, it's God. God's the judge. Okay. Verse 34. Who is he that condemns? Jesus Christ, who died. More than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and is also interceding for us. Yeah. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? Verse 36, as it is written, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Verse 37, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And then this is that verse 38, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height, nor depth, nor anything else in creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the scripture, y'all. That's the word. If you ever feel that you are insignificant, if you ever feel that God doesn't care about you, or that he doesn't want to listen to your prayers, or he don't care about what you're going through, read Romans 8 and 32. Get you a Bible. Just do it on your phone. Look it up on your phone. Romans 8 and 32. It's in the scripture that you are assured that your heavenly Father loves you unconditionally. Come on, somebody. You don't have to be this and that and this and that and look like this and that and have this and that. Have the money, have not the money. Have the looks and not have the looks. Have this and have that. Your Heavenly Father loves you unconditionally. There was nothing so precious to Him that He would not give it up in order to provide for your salvation. When the Father gave His precious Son, come on somebody, to save you, He proved once and for all that His love was boundless. There was no boundary to His love. I'm going to say that again. When the Father gave His precious Son, Jesus, to save you and save me, He proved once and for all that His love is boundless. Yeah, the Apostle Paul concluded that if God would not spare His own Son in order to provide for our salvation, how would He not willingly give anything else at His disposal in order to care for us? He hears your prayers. He hears your heart. He knows your heart. Yeah. He sacrificed so much to give us eternal life that we can rest secure in the knowledge that He also wants to give us abundant life. Yeah. And that means that your needs will be met. That means that your needs will be met. That means that your needs will be met. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the doors will be opened unto you. Yeah. St. John 10 and 10. That's a reference scripture. Let's go to it real fast if we can. St. John 10. 10th chapter, verse 10. It says, the thief, this is Jesus speaking, okay? St. John, the 10th chapter, verse 10, it says, the thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Okay, some other version may say, I'm come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. It's the same thing, have it to the full. And then look at verse 11. Okay, St. John 10, verse 11, it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down His life for the sheep. Yeah. I am the good shepherd. And then look at that verse 14. It says, I am the good shepherd again. And He says, I know my sheep and my sheep know me. So I'm here to tell you, He loves you and He loves me. God didn't even spare His own Son, but offered Him up for us all. How will He not also with Him grant us everything, whatever you need? Go to God about it. If you need a job, if you need a place to live, if you need security, if you need to get your family back together, if you need your health, have health issues, go to God about it. In light of what God did for us at the cross, should we not approach the throne of grace with confidence? That's an important word. See, when you pray and asking God, Lord, please help me with this. We're not supposed to ask and then worry. We're not supposed to ask and then be shaking and worrying and stressing about it. Ask and leave it there. OK, Okay? Ask and leave it there. Go to the throne of grace with confidence, knowing there is no good thing he will withhold from you. Yeah. There's no good thing he's going to withhold from you. God's response to our prayers is not based on our worthiness, but is based on his love and his grace. Yeah. That's what his response is based on. His love and his grace. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our confidence in prayer comes not from who we are, but from who he is. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ, how he sacrificed his life for us. Nothing we could ever ask of him could ever compare with the price he paid for us at the cross, y'all. What could ever compare? Nothing. Nothing could ever compare with the price he paid for us at the cross. How wonderful to know that God loves us so much. Yeah, we can live with confidence and in anticipation, knowing that Almighty God is willing and not only just to give us eternal life, but to also help us experience our life fully. Remember, we read the scripture that he wants us to have abundant life. So encourage, be encouraged. Be encouraged. The enemy wants you to worry. The enemy wants you to stress. The enemy wants you to not even raise your head up. But you go through every day in anticipation, in love, and in grace, knowing that your Heavenly Father loves you, who you are. Yeah. And never let nobody tell you that you are unworthy, that you're not good enough. Nah, can't do that. Mm-mm. If Christ gave his life for you, he isn't going to turn around and condemn you. He will not withhold anything from you that you need to live for him. The book of Romans is a letter of comfort, and it's a letter of confidence addressed to you. It's addressed to you. And you know, that eighth chapter of the book of Romans is something. It's powerful. You know, when you highlight stuff in your Bible, that eighth chapter, you almost like to highlight the whole thing and then go and study some more and more. Get reference scriptures. But it's just him saying that he loves us. And you know what? The Bible says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. In verse 38, he says, I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor neither thing the present, nor things of the future, nor any powers, nor any height, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is Pastor Donna Evans. You're on Trinity Talks. May God bless you. May God keep you. Hold your head up and be encouraged. Smile and thank God for this season, this day that the Lord has made. God bless you. When you get a chance, go on Facebook and you can see Trinity Talks. You can see Donna Evans and you can see messages that we have. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer.